Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle and Jason Smith, we're live at Vandercook Lake High School tonight. Jayhawks not in action, though. We're about to get the Hanover Horton Comets and the East Jackson Trojans ready to roll in a Cascades Conference postseason battle. The regular season champion Comets and East Jackson, one of the only team in the conference to actually snag a win away from Hanover Horton. Looking ready for, they split their regular season matchups, so this is kind of their rubber match in their best of three series, but this one, of course, to see who goes on to the district final tonight. While we have an opportunity, I want to say thank you to Barb Blair and Amanda Curtis here at Vandercook Lake High School. We have a couple of different broadcasts going on. So we had some extra arrangements we had to take care of to make sure we could get on the air tonight, and they were very accommodating, as they always are. So just want to say thank you to the staff here at Vandercook Lake High School for their help tonight making this broadcast happen. Of course, we want to say thanks to Trips Auto Shop and Collision Center. They were on board with us last year for high school basketball postseason. They're here once again. Make sure you check out our WKHM Facebook page following the games. Tonight, we'll update all the area scores, and we'll let you know what's going on in the near future. Of course, Friday night, we'll have a game. We're leaving it up in the air, a little TBD on what game we'll have on Friday night, because we want to make sure we can bring you as much exciting basketball as we can. Jackson High School in action tonight with Okemos. Across town, we've got Greg O'Connor live, Western and Northwest. A little rivalry game, couple rivalry games actually in that district. There's Leslie and Stockbridge are battling it out right now, and our last score update from that game was a 41-40 game, so real close. Leslie actually giving up a 13-point advantage at one point. Seeing that go away, they got a few minutes left in that one. We'll get you a final as soon as we can here on WKHM, but we're in between games here. Jason actually on a mission to the concession stand. A little sustenance for us so that we have plenty of energy to bring you the broadcast here for game number two of our doubleheader. You can listen to that online at WKHM.com. And again, if you want to hear that Western Northwest game, Greg O'Connor, that'll be live on 95.9 The Power Cow. And we will take a look at our pregame numbers here for Hanover Horton and East Jackson, what to expect in this one. We'll run that down shortly. Let's go ahead and take three more minutes here on our postgame / pregame. All of our postseason coverage again brought to you by Trips Auto Shop and Collision Center on WKHM and WKHM.com.
At Seymour Ford Lincoln, they offer a transparent car buying experience. They have a fantastic inventory of new, used, and certified pre-owned vehicles, giving you the opportunity to explore your options and find a car or truck that you love. Seymour Ford Lincoln believes it is important to be fair and honest in every aspect of their business. Whether you're buying a new Ford car or visiting their service center, Seymour Ford Lincoln will ensure that you never leave unsatisfied with your experience. Seymour Ford Lincoln, online at SeymourFord.net.
If you are suffering from nagging pain, Orthopedic Rehab Specialists is the place to go. We specialize in physical therapy, injury rehabilitation, pain management, and women's health therapy. With direct access, you don't need a doctor's referral for an evaluation. So stop into any of our five Jackson locations or come see us at our new state-of-the-art clinic in Napoleon Corners Plaza. ORS patients receive personalized care and successful long-lasting outcomes. So come to one of the most trusted, top-referred physical therapy companies in mid-Michigan with a 98% customer approval rating. Visit orsmi.com today.
At Penn Chiropractic Center, you're going to notice the results.
My name is Gwen Kuntz, and I started going to Penn Chiropractic Care right after my first son was born because I had a back injury that they could not diagnose. I had been going through physical therapy for 6 months without any success, and when I finally started going to the chiropractor, I immediately felt relieved, made my back injury completely go away.
Penn Chiropractic Center, online at docpenn.com or call 784-7443.
Alro Metals Outlet,
a retail store for metals, industrial supplies, and plastics. Featuring a broad range of products in a convenient retail setting with hundreds of sizes of metals and plastics, they can cut your order the same day. Alro offers metal and plastic processing, including sawing and shearing in-house for bars, sheet, and plate. Perfect for the do-it-yourselfer, machine shops, and maintenance departments. They sell remnants as well as standard length material. Alro Metals Outlet at 409 North Wisner and at alro.com/metals outlet.
A school safety reminder from American Title Company. Adults should always be on the lookout for kids, especially in a school zone. We all know that sometimes doesn't happen. Children should not expect the cars to look out for them. Parents need to encourage their children to always be cautious when crossing streets. Also, don't let your children wear headphones or play video games while walking to school. They should always be aware of what's happening around them. A school safety reminder from American Title Company.
Get ready, get set, and go for this year's Jackson Public Schools Kindergarten Roundup. There'll be food and prizes, plus community family resources on hand to serve you. For a full list of schools and dates, call 517-841-2200 or go to jpsk12.org. Jackson Public Schools Kindergarten Roundup is sponsored by Jackson Public Schools, Community Action Agency, the Jackson County Health Department, the Center for Family Health, Jackson County Intermediate School District, and the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith, we're live at Vandercook Lake High School and in the pregame for the Hanover-Horton Comets and the East Jackson Trojans. Hanover-Horton with another tremendous year under head coach Chad Mortimer, 18-2 overall. Lone losses to Chelsea and this East Jackson team that they'll face tonight, 14-1 in the Cascades Conference. Just an absolute gem of a year. It looks like they were the cream of the crop in the conference early on. They had a couple of tough matchups with Michigan Center. They won both of those. Again, their lone loss against this East Jackson team. So it's, but they did avenge that loss. Of course, they lost 62-56 all the way back on December 21st before Christmas break. After that loss, they came out, their last loss to Chelsea, they've won 14 straight, basically, is what I'm getting at here. 14 straight wins for the Comets. I don't know if there's anybody in the area playing as well as them right now. And they do it with another one of those young rosters. We look around the area and we see East Jackson with a young roster. And we see Luma Christie with some players that are still early in their careers. And that's true for Hanover-Horton as well. And what's noteworthy with Hanover-Horton is they do have a couple seniors and juniors on the team, but their lineup is led by sophomore players. And we'll look at that here momentarily. But, yeah, they lose to East Jackson 62-56 December 21st. They come back and avenge that loss with an 83-50 win on February 7th. So they go out and they trailed by one at the half in that game. You come out in the second half and absolutely just blow them away, put up 83 points. Hanover-Horton can score. Everybody who plays has that ability to shoot from the outside. There's nobody who you can look at on the roster that you can leave alone for a jump shot. They've got plenty of guys who can penetrate. You got plenty of guys who can play down low. They just have a very full offensive squad, and then they play defense hard, too. We got an update from Western High School. Leslie leads by 3 with 13 seconds to go. So we'll get a final for that as soon as we can, but as Hanover-Horton comes out of the locker room, they've got to be the favorite tonight. But East Jackson, the biggest surprise in the area, I think, for their year. They end up going 16-5 overall, 9-5 in the Cascades Conference. Led by Daniel Poole. He's the all-time leading scorer now in school history. He set the single-game scoring record, and he's going to be focus number one for the Hanover-Horton defense. You shut him down and make somebody else beat you. You got to do it. East Jackson has won four of their last five, including a win in their last game over Vandercook Lake, 63-56 in round one of this district tournament. Winner will play Lumen Christie Friday, 7 o'clock, right here at Vandercook Lake High School. This is a matchup that is interesting to say the least. They went 1-1 against each other in the regular season. We'll see what they can do here in the district tournament. 3-minute break here on the pregame. We'll come back and look at the starting lineups and get things set up for tip-off. And it is Hanover Horton and East Jackson here at WKHM, brought to you by Trips Auto Shop and Collision Center.
OmniSource of Jackson, your neighbors at work for your community. At OmniSource, their Sharing and Caring Committee promotes in-house fundraisers, with the proceeds going to local charities like the Arts and Cultural Alliance, Habitat for Humanity, Junior Achievement, area schools, and so many more. OmniSource is a local company that supports our community. OmniSource would like to thank all of their employees and customers for allowing them to contribute to local Jackson charities.
Advanced Fluid Technologies, a proud member of the Jackson community and proud to be a longtime supporter of high school athletics. Advanced Fluid Technologies has the latest technology in extreme heavy-duty machining and grinding coolants designed for use on ferrous and non-ferrous applications and for stainless and exotic metals. Advanced Fluid Technologies believes in keeping manufacturing a part of Jackson. Successful manufacturing means a successful Jackson. Advanced Fluid Technologies.
It's an exciting time to be a Comet, a mid-Michigan leader in academics, athletics, and the arts. Hanover Horton features a wide variety of classes, including STEM, advanced placement, and dual enrollment. With our dedicated staff, hardworking students, supportive community, and amazing facilities, Hanover Horton School District is the right choice for your student. Visit HanoverHorton.org today for more information. Hanover Horton Schools, creating a better world one student at a time. Come and be a part of the Comet Nation.
Hi, this is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you back to the 2017-2018 Winter High School sports season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest Go Mounties.
A school safety reminder from American Title Company. Adults should always be on the lookout for kids, especially in a school zone. We all know that sometimes doesn't happen. Children should not expect the cars to look out for them. Parents need to encourage their children to always be cautious when crossing streets. Also, don't let your children wear headphones or play video games while walking to school. They should always be aware of what's happening around them. A school safety reminder from American Title Company.
George, it's cold. Turn up the furnace.
Honey, I think you're going to be cold tonight.
You'd better call Able Heating and Cooling and get that furnace checked. It's getting colder every day.
Call Able Heating and Cooling at 517-568-5522 to schedule a repair or free evaluation to learn how you can move up to a new level of comfort and efficiency with a highly efficient and reliable York system. Able Heating and Cooling, keeping Jackson County at a perfect 70 degrees. Call 517-568-5522 or visit able-heating.com.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith, we're live at Vandercook Lake High School. It's the Hanover Horton Comets and the East Jackson Trojans. District semifinal action tonight, game two of our doubleheader. And one of the assistants for Hanover Horton asked me to say hello to Al Hall in Kenai, Alaska.
Wow.
Listening.
Cool.
What time is it in Kenai, Alaska? It's got to be like 3:30 still, right?
It's probably daylight, though, or like dark or whatever it is this time of year where it's just or the other.
I don't know if I can handle that. Glad to have him listening at WKHM.com, ready to hear the Hanover Horton Comets and the East Jackson Trojans. Jason, why don't you run down our starting lineups tonight?
Yeah, so Chad Mortimer runs out the usual suspects, the sophomore Mitch Sauber and Jack Brocky, Rhett Laketta and Luke Laketta in the lineup, and then the junior Donovan Kennedy will round out the starting five for the Comets. And on the flip side of that, the East Jackson Trojans and Coach Loudon, superstar senior, if you can, I think we can use that term for him, Daniel Poole, along with seniors Colin Blau, Zach Seymour, and the big man in the middle, Rick Adams, and then junior Jared Swantek.
Yeah, I think if you're East Jackson, you're hoping that your experience can win the day today. You know, they're going out there with four seniors in their starting lineup, and And basically the oldest guy starting for Hanover Horton is junior Donovan Kennedy. He's a guy who really came on late in the year, really put it together this year for Mortimer. He's a guy who rebounds. He can handle the ball, will play inside out, and does a good job on defense. So he's one of those all-around players here for Hanover Horton.
Yeah, and it'll be a good matchup here. Hanover Horton runs very, very deep. You've got guys like Jake Sauber coming off the bench. Matt Tucker, Brandon Miller played pretty well the last time we saw these guys. Bryce Sanders. And then you've got a couple of call-ups like freshman Connor Mortimer, son of head coach Chad Mortimer, who's getting some experience at the district level as a freshman.
Yeah, it's just, I'm ready to get it going. We still got a few minutes before we get to tip-off. But, Jason, what do you think? I mean, who's your favorite out here in this one tonight?
Well, you look at the records and you look at the previous matchups. Hanover Horton might be the favorite for you there. But you look at this East Jackson Trojans team and just the unique style of offense that they run. It's going to be a matter of whether or not they can execute at their fullest level with that. We don't see it very often, but it's a unique three-man weave along the arc there at the three-point line. And one of the three guards that they have between Daniel Poole, Colin Blau, and Zach Seymour, you never really know which one of them is going to take the ball and run with it, and they all can score, especially Daniel Poole. So if they can execute that with minimal hiccups, I think East Jackson could make some noise in this game.
I think what we're going to look at least early on is what is Hanover Horton going to do to stop Daniel Poole?
Yeah.
Because then it's going to come down to who else can East Jackson get points out of, because Daniel Poole is the guy that they rely on night in, night out, and he's been the focus of every defense they've played against all year, and he still manages to go out and break school records.
Yeah.
Hanover Horton, however, tends to be a little better prepared, a little more talented than everybody else, and I think they're going to have a game plan drawn up that Daniel Poole is going to have to figure something out against.
Yeah, and you wonder, you know, how they're going to come out with that. Is it going to be a box and one zone defense where the one man is focused on Daniel Poole? Are you going to try and get him in foul trouble? Are you going to press him, trap him? What are you going to try to do to stop that that offense from getting going, at least getting Daniel Poole out of some kind of rhythm?
Yeah, he doesn't need a big window to get a shot off. He'll pull it from just about anywhere on his half of the floor. He does go to the basket, too. Doesn't do anything really tricky that I recall from seeing him. He's just pretty much keeps the pressure on you to stop him. And he just continues to knock down three-pointer after three-pointer here in warm-up. So I think he's ready to go. And I think if you're Daniel Poole, you're a senior, you're out on the floor, you don't want tonight to be your last game.
Yeah, you definitely don't want to be making your way home early in this tournament. And East Jackson has one of the best teams they've had in a long time. So if this was, as they use the nomenclature in professional sports, this is their window. They have to take advantage of it.
Lomar Machine and Tool here on the game, of course, supporting their Hanover Horton Comets, as they tend to do. Also, other people from out in that area, we got Shorty's Bar and Grill.
Yeah.
They've got that open and running now out there in Hanover Horton, and I'm actually probably going to have to swing by there sometime soon and treat myself to a beverage and maybe some food. Deer Run Golf Course, Mike Reed's favorite stop.
Yes.
They are open year-round. If you can play golf at any point, weather permitting, Deer Run, we'll love to have you out there. And I hear they have some pretty good food to boot.
Indeed. I have not played that course yet.
Oh, man. I haven't been out in a minute, but, again, my buddy Mike Reed and you'll know Scott Clow, the host of the K105.3 Morning Show. They have played several rounds out there in conditions that I would normally not even like to go outdoors in. So we'll be ready to get things started here shortly. Let's take 2 minutes here on the pregame, and we'll be back with tip-off. Hanover Horton and East Jackson on WKHM, brought to you by Trips Auto Shop and Collision Center.
White's Restaurant Catering has been serving their delicious food to Jackson since 1974. That's over 40 years of the best fried chicken around. Visit whitesrestaurant.com to see the menu. Call 787-3991 to ask White's Restaurant about catering your upcoming special event. From weddings to holiday parties, White's Restaurant Catering will bring the flavor. Open 7 days a week for pickup or delivery. That's 787-3991, White's Restaurant Catering. There's no better place to be if you want amazing food.
Deer Run Golf Course, and fine dining. Don't forget fish fries each and every day. All you can eat fish for your Lenten needs. That's Deer Run Golf Course in the heart of the Hanover Horton area. A proud supporter of Hanover Horton Athletics. Stop by, see Frank Slaby and the crew golf year-round at Deer Run Golf Course. Just off of Moscow in the heart of Hanover Horton, it's Deer Run Golf Club. Everybody loves Deer Run Golf Club.
Denny's new Dulce de Leche Crunch Pancakes remind me of our favorite Spanish bakery.
Like Denny's Denny's?
Yep, Denny's Denny's.
You should try my Dulce de Leche sauce. It's so good that years from now, Denny's will take inspiration from my recipe and create delicious pancakes that have cinnamon crumb topping that's cooked into two fluffy pancakes and served with a warm Dulce de Leche sauce.
That's oddly specific, but they sound great.
Denny's new Dulce de Leche Crunch Pancakes, just a part of our seriously upgraded menu. For limited time only, price and participation may vary.
Hi, this is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you back to the 2017-2018 Winter High School sports season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest Go Mounties.
My name is Stephanie Spolster-Kristovic, and I'm the principal at Lumen Christi Catholic School.
At Lumen Christi, we love our students, and so we want the very best for them, and that means we want them to be their very best. Our core values create a space for your children to be the best they can be, achieving excellence, living faith, demonstrating character, promoting teamwork, and being warm and welcoming are who we are at Lumen Christi. Come give your student a chance to change the world.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith of Vandercook Lake High School, and I don't know if it's possible, Jason, but I think Daylon Johnson's second Star Spangled Banner tonight might have even been better than the first.
That was top-notch, both renditions, and man, he can bring it. That's some pipes on him.
Yeah, nice vocal control.
Yeah.
8 minutes on our game clock. We'll get the starting lineups announced on the floor. And we'll be ready to go here. Game two of our doubleheader. Our final score from the Leslie and Stockbridge game is in. And I wrote it down somewhere. There it is. 55-50. Leslie ends up on top. They actually led by 13 at one point. Gave the lead back. Actually, Stockbridge was up by 5 at one point, and Leslie came back to win that one at Western High School. And they're about to get through the air soon. And that other game out there, Western and Northwest, you can hear 95.9, the Power Cow. I think I would hang in here, listen to our broadcast, and I think you're going to still get some time for maybe catch the second half over on 95.9, the Power Cow. But we got a good one here. Two teams from the Cascades Conference, Hanover Horton and East Jackson. Michigan Center won tonight. They're set up for a trip to the finals in their district out at Jonesville. And that'll be Friday night, and they're waiting to see if Hillsdale can get into that one. So.
Yeah, Class B.
Yep, Class B.
Stepping up. The Cardinals. Always a Class C school when I was there, so it's interesting to see us playing some of these big schools, and I'm like, wait a minute, what are we doing? But they've got the size now to get it done.
Yeah, moved up to Class B this year, so it's a new thing for them. They won this district last year. Now they move out up to Class B. Hanover Horton looking to start a new run as district championships, 15 in a row before losing last year. They'll look to reclaim that title tonight here against, well, not against East Jackson. They got to beat East Jackson to get a chance against Lumen Christi. And that game will be on Friday at 7 o'clock. We'll see who will be joining the Titans in the final after this one. Some last-minute huddles on the floor, and we're just about ready to go.
You know, and you look at Daniel Poole, and he's focused, he's fired up, he's very, very calm on the floor. Doesn't really look like a guy who's going to light up the scoreboard, and then he gets the ball in his hands, and all of a sudden there's just this monster of a ball player that comes free, and just a fantastic guy to watch as soon as the tip goes down. And it looks like we're going to get the tip with Jack Brocky in the middle against Zach Seymour for East Jackson.
Yeah, I think Daniel Poole's got that kind of quiet intensity, so he doesn't show it a lot on his face, but I think he's ready to go.
And so are the East Jackson students.
And the Hanover Horton Comets student section answering.
This is going to be a fun one.
Brocky steals it. Mitch Sauber's got it. We're underway. Sauber coming up the middle of the floor, picked up there by Poole. Left wing for Brocky. Quick pass into the high post. They go to Laketta again in the high post. Makes a move. Couple of fake passes. Cutting the other Laketta. Missed the shot. Rebound tap. No good again, and they'll pull out the rebound to stop on the first possession there by East Jackson.
Quickly up the floor to Poole off the side of the backboard, rebounded by Donovan Kennedy.
Kennedy comes up the right sideline, steps up to the arc there in the right wing. There goes to Brocky. Brocky to the high post for Laketta, and he gets it down to the other Laketta. And another missed shot down there on the rebound. This time he'll get a whistle. That is Rhett and Luke. Kind of connecting twice. Two misses on the first possession, but a couple good looks.
And that East Jackson foul on Rick Adams is first.
Inbound floated to Donovan Kennedy, and the Comets on the board with the lob. 2-0. Sauber matches up on the defense. Here comes Blau around to get the ball. Met out there by Laketta. Getting a pool from a screen from Poole, not a pool from Poole. Moving around the perimeter, down to the baseline for Colin Blau. Blau works his way into the paint, spin move, jump hook, off the glass, we're tied at 2. Nice move, Colin Blau, to get that one to go. Horton right up, wasting no time, Brocky right wing down to the baseline, and a drive from Kennedy up into the air, missed the shot, rebound, second opportunity, missed. Third chance, no. Kennedy can't quite get it back, snatched out of there by Swantek, and he gets it up the floor, Poole's driving. Up and under, scoops, missed it, left it just short. And rebounded by Hanover. Sauber coming up the middle of the floor, gets into the elbow, now back out. And Laketta will drop it down to Kennedy on the baseline. He steps back out beyond the arc. High post for Rhett into the corner for Luke Laketta. Three-pointer, and he hit it. Luke Laketta with the triple. Great ball movement here by Hanover Horn in the early going. Poole bringing it up the floor for the Trojans to Swantek. Zach Seymour gets it over left wing for Poole. He's met out there by Brocky. Spins away. High glass. Missed the shot. Rebound tapped and pulled in by Laketta. Luke gets up the floor to Brocky. Splits defenders into the paint. Finger roll. And looks like we're going to get a charging violation against Jack Brocky.
Yes, we will. That'll be Brocky's first.
And it looked like Brocky was going to try to do that kind of teardrop shot, Jason, a steady finger roll.
Yeah.
He did that, his momentum carried into the defender, and he commits the violation. 5-2, Hanover Horton over East Jackson. Swantek working against Mitch Sauber. 5:39 on our first quarter clock. Swantek goes around the screen. Blau steps back out, thought he had a shot at the three, didn't quite get the pass cleanly. Now dribbling across the floor. Drops it back to Poole out near midcourt. He'll get a screen from Seymour. They switch again. Now Sauber's on him. Drops it down low to Seymour. Takes a move, spins. Lefty shot up. Off the rim, we'll get a whistle. Chad Mortimer respectfully disagrees with the call.
Yes, he does.
That'll send Seymour to the line.
And that foul on Luke Laketta, his first.
Two teams familiar with each other. Played twice this year. Split those games. 5-2 early going. Hanover Horton leads. Seymour misses the first of his free throw tries. Second free throw attempt for Seymour is equally off the rim, rebounded by Rhett Laketta, gets it out to Luke, running up the left sideline. Crossover against Swantek. Feeds the high post to Rhett, now cuts baseline, there's Luke again. Missed everything. Short arms there a little bit. Rebounded by Blau. Quickly up the floor for East Jackson. Pump fake by Poole. Goes to Swantek. Swantek gets a screen and roll from Rick Adams. Doesn't pass. Blau back over to Swantek. He'll pump fake into the lane. Gets to the bucket. And scoops.
Good move by Jarrett Swantek on that play there.
5-4. Just a one-point Hanover Horton advantage.
Stolen.
There's a steal. Luke Lucchetta trying to feed down low. Rick Adams gets the steal, and on the breakout, East Jackson turns it over.
Yeah, just miscommunication. Colin Blau trying to feed it up to the head man, Daniel Poole. Poole wasn't looking.
4.5 remains here, first quarter, 5-4. Hanover leads by one. Mitch Sauber, right wing for the Comets. Gets into the high post for Rhett Lucchetta. Backs into the paint, and he'll turn it over, passing to a cutting Donovan Kennedy out of his grasp and out of bounds. Swiatek takes the inbound for East Jackson, waits for the call from the bench. He's got it. Going up against Sauber, crosses him over. Now Blau all the way to the bucket, gets into the air. Leaves it short. Rick Adams, offensive rebound. Put back. No. Kennedy rebounds. Taps. Now he pulls it down. Kennedy working the rebound there. Up the floor to Lucchetta. Rhett's going to drive all the way to the bucket. Lefty finish and score. Rhett Lucchetta with the finger roll. 7-4. Hanover Horton back up by three. Poole's got it, working against Sauber. Behind the back dribble. Still outside of the arc. Now he'll pass away to Swiatek. Goes back over and grabs it. Feeds Rick Adams down in the low block. Starts backing down against... Sanders back into the game. Sanders gets the shot block. Out to Poole. Missed the three. Long three. Rebounded by Kennedy and up the floor for the Comets. Brocky on the drive break. Puts up the lefty finger roll and missed it. Rebounded by East Jackson. Hanover Horton struggling to shoot here early. East Jackson trying to keep pace. Blau. Trying to get a screen from Daniel Poole. Does, goes around it, and they switch. Back to Poole, picked up there by Rhett Lucchetta. He gets a screen, they switch. Swiatek, crossover dribble, gets into the elbow, passes off to Blau, now over to Poole. Very patient here for East Jackson. Hanover Horton switching on everything on the perimeter.
Yeah.
Poole comes around a couple screens, dangerously close to the sideline there, feeds Seymour down low. A little hot to handle. That one will go out of bounds at the baseline in Hanover Horton basketball. 7-4 with 2:49 to go first quarter.
Everyone's favorite Tiger, Austin Jackson, checking into the game for the Trojans.
Jack Brocky bringing the ball up the floor for Hanover Horton. Bryce Sanders into the back out to Brocky at the top. Screen and roll with Rhett Lucchetta. Has it knocked away briefly and travels as he chases down the loose ball. Substitutions coming in from the Comet bench. Sauber will go for a break, and so will Rhett Lucchetta. Luke Lucchetta back onto the floor. And Brennan Miller taking his first step out on the hardwood. Swiatek behind the back here to Blau. Blau over midcourt. Screen from Poole. Blau drives. Baseline floater almost in. Rebounded by Brocky instead, and up the floor quickly. Hanover Horton running the break. Miller passes through the baseline to Kennedy. Kennedy finds Luke Lucchetta on a cut. He lost it going up. Kennedy was there for the tap. Missed, though. Rebounded by Seymour and up the floor quickly to Austin Jackson. Jackson steps back. Three-point shot missed. Brocky snags it out of there. Pass up to Brennan Miller, who able to get it to Kennedy. He'll go in partially blocked by Jackson. Seymour gets the rebound. Empty trips up the floor for Hanover Horton. Blau comes, works his way to the middle. Weaving. Poole stops. Looking for some breathing room. Nothing there. Right wing for Colin Blau. Dribbling casually there. Looking for some room. Makes his way into the paint. Now passes back out to Poole. He'll try to drive. Gets into the paint. Looking for room. And we got a whistle. Let's see if that was called before the shot or not. Yeah, they called it on the floor.
Yes, they did, and that's on Brandon Miller, his first, team's third.
Quick up and down pace here. Hanover Horton looking to run. Just they've missed probably three or four layups here in the first quarter. They lead 7-4 with a minute 18 left. Blau right wing. Stops, pulls for three. Got it! Big shot, Colin Blau. We're tied at 7. 108 on the first quarter clock. Jack Brocky. Back up the floor. There's Bryce Sanders, right wing into the corner for Luke Lucchetta. He pump fakes. Back out to Sanders. They'll swing it around. And down low, cutting Lucchetta. all alone. Too deep under the basket, though, and he misses again. 7-7 tie. East Jackson can take their first lead. Three-point shot by Austin Jackson. Took an extra step trying to get his feet set. They'll whistle him for the traveling violation. Under a minute to go now. First quarter, 46-1. Tied at 7. Brocky will go to the bench for a breather. Luke Lucchetta takes a dribble, passes across to Brennan Miller into the corner for Sanders. Sanders looking to skip past Daniel Poole, jumps up and grabs it. He's dribbling up the floor. There's Blau, thought about a three, now he'll drive baseline. Blocked.
Probably should have taken that three.
I'm not sure, maybe two guys got him on that one. That's not a great sight to see if you're a Hanover Hornet fan, as Luke Lucchetta goes to the bench holding maybe his right eye or maybe just his head.
Yeah, you had two guys going up for that block. Luke Lucchetta was one of them. Might have taken some contact to the side of the head there, maybe poked in the eye. Doesn't look like he's too beaten up about it.
Get his bearings again. Dribbling around now for East Jackson, David Major. He'll hand off to Blau, hands off to Poole. Right near midcourt. Poole's in danger of going back court. Instead, they'll get a whistle against Sauber. Jake a little too tight on the defense for the officials' comfort. 14 foul now against Hanover Horton. 13.9 in the first quarter. Inbound to Seymour. He'll hand it back to Major. Major looking for Blau cutting through the lane. Out near the three-point line in the right corner. Now he'll dribble it in. Gets his way into the paint. Reverse scoop. Missed it. Rebounded Seymour, but can't get the shot back up. The buzzer sounds in the first quarter. We're tied at 7 after 1. We'll take a one-minute break and come back with the second quarter, broadcasting live all the way to Kenai, Alaska on WKHM, WKHM.com.
Our YMCA is Jackson. While we are in the Y, we are one. We come from different places, different backgrounds, but for a short time each day, we are family. This has been happening for over 100 years. When we walk out the doors of the Y, we all go different directions and face different challenges. As they did 60 years ago, now is the time to come together and build for a better us. I hope you'll join me, Rick Wilson, in supporting our capital campaign and most of all, our community. Give me a call, stop in, or visit us online at jacksonymca.org.
The Kraft Agency, your local auto owner's agent, doesn't need a mascot to take care of your insurance. They're more interested in getting to know you so they can understand exactly what you need. By having a local Jackson office, they're easy to meet with and are willing to explain your best options and answer any questions. So remember, when it comes to taking care of your family, don't fall for the gimmicks. Just call the Kraft Agency or visit them online at thecraftagency.com. Your local auto owner's agent.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Second quarter underway. Colin Blau gets the pool. He goes reverse layup. Absolutely swatted out of the air by Brocky, but he must have had some body contact because he gets a whistle and Poole go to the line for a pair.
Yeah, and that's going to be the second on Jack Brocky. Team foul number 5.
Poole miss.
And we'll get some substitutions here. Looks like Swantek and Adams back into the game for East Jackson.
Poole gets the second one to go. There's the first lead for East Jackson, 8-7. Mitch Sauber comes up the floor. Jack Brocky, right wing, goes to the high post for Lucchetta. Out to Sanders, open for three. Miss. Swantek goes up and gets the rebound. Hits the deck hard, still passes it away. Gets to his feet quickly. Poole's got it working against Sanders. Crosses him over. Passes back to Major. Major over to Swantek. They continue to kind of do that weave outside the arc. Major left wing. Now Austin Jackson. Jackson at the top of the key. Puts it on the deck, working into the paint. Now passes it back out to Swantek. He finds room. Other side of the basket, lefty finish. Can't get it to go. Brocky there for the rebound. Up the left side of the floor for Rhett Lucchetta. He'll dribble back out. Now looking for Kennedy. Tough pass down low. Kennedy has it knocked away. Austin Jackson with the ball. Going up the right side of the floor. East Jackson leads 8-7, 6:48 to go. First half. Poole steps way back for three. Absolutely fired it from about a step past the half court line. 6:39.
That's Steph Curry range, son.
Jack Brocky comes in over to Sauber. Finds high post pass to Retlaketa. He goes to work. Dribbling in. Lucky finish. Retlaketa. He's so patient. He looks so under control when he's working in traffic like that. And just a soft touch as he gets to the basket. 9-8. Hanover Horton back in front. Swantek drives. Double team. Brocky comes over to tie it up. We'll get a jump ball.
Possession belongs to Hanover.
Effectively a turnover. Nice play by Brocky to get down and grab it. And he's going to get some instruction from Coach Mortimer.
And that'll get Blau and Seymour back into the game.
9-8, Hanover Horton, 1 point lead, 6:11 to go. They've got the ball. Brocky, deep right wing, now over to the middle. Sauber into the corner for Sanders. Sanders dribbling out. Cross court to Brocky. Back to Sanders. High post to Laketa into the corner. Sauber will pull for three. Got it! Mitch Sauber loves to hit an open shot, and he knocks that one down. A 12-8 lead for the Comets with 5:45 to go in the half. Jackson with some patience. Colin Blau finds Swantek coming out. Poole, deep. He shot from there last time.
Yeah, he'll take it, too.
Swantek over to Blau. They continue to kind of weave around the perimeter. Poole working now over to the left wing, trying to feed Seymour. Backing down against Laketa. Back out to Poole. Finds some space. Fires long. Rebounded by Kennedy. Poole looks a little uncomfortable out there with his shot right now. Driving dish to Laketa at the high post. He'll pass out to Sauber. Pump fakes the three. Drives. Knocked away. Last touch. Trojans. Looks like maybe Rick Adams got that touch as it came through the lane.
Yeah, and Mitch Sauber has done a fantastic job as the lob to Kennedy goes down.
They've done that a couple times. I think they'd start watching out for it. 14-8 now, a six-point lead for Hanover Horton. Fewer empty trips coming their way offensively here in the second quarter. East Jackson's got to try to keep pace. And we'll get a timeout from the Trojan bench. And it's a 30-second break. We'll take 30 seconds right back here on WKHM and WKHM.com.
My name is Stephanie Spolster-Kristovic, and I'm the principal at Lumen Christi Catholic School.
At Lumen Christi, we love our students, and so we want the very best for them, and that means we want them to be their very best. Our core values create a space for your children to be the best they can be, achieving excellence, living faith, demonstrating character, promoting teamwork, and being warm and welcoming are who we are at Lumen Christi. Come give your student a chance to change the world.
School basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Inbound from Seymour to Swantek as East Jackson gets back to work. See what they drew up in the timeout. Swantek find a little space over there. Back out to Poole. Poole dribbles all the way across the floor to the left wing. Now it comes back to the top for Blau. Blau gets a screen from Adams. They switch again. Sauber now on Blau. Swantek gets a double screen, gets to the bucket, scoops it. Nice finish by Swantek. East Jackson needed a bucket on that trip, and they got one. Swantek making the play. Sauber now left wing for Hanover. Comets at the high post. Laketa looking to feed a cutting. Kennedy knocked away and stolen by East Jackson. Swantek up the right side. Drives baseline, reverse layup. Blocked. Was that Sauber who got up to get that?
I believe it was.
Mitch Sauber showing the springs. Now a drive by Brocky. Gets down a little too low. Missed the shot. Rebounded by Rick Adams.
Colin Blau gets the play.
Blau slowly up the floor here for the Trojans. Trying to get the half court set up. Goes to Poole. Deep right wing. He gets the screen. They switch. Goes over to Blau. Blau puts it on the floor. Looks like he was going to do a spin move. Thinks better of it. Passes out to Poole right near midcourt. Gets a screen from Seymour. Hands to Swantek coming around. Now to Blau working toward the middle. The weave in full action right now. Poole now will drive. Gets into the air. Blocked by Retlaketa. Sanders recovers. Sauber up the floor left side. Crossover into the lane.
Nice move.
Squirted right through a gap. All the way to the bucket. Mitch Sauber.
Impressive move by Sauber there.
16-10. 6-point Hanover Horton lead, 3:02 to go in the first half. Colin Blau. Oh, he had a screen to roll. Rick Adams was trying to get rebound position because Blau had the three-pointer open. Passed it over the head of Adams and out of bounds. I thought Blau was going to shoot that, too.
I did, too. Rick turned his back, and next thing you know, the ball's flying past his head.
2:55 on our clock. 16-10 lead, Hanover Horton with the ball. Brennan Miller, left wing. Into the paint for Luke Rotetta. Down to Rhett on the low block. Gets up into the air, gets the contact. Doesn't make the shot, but he'll get a pair of free throws. Foul's going to be against Zach Seymour.
Yeah, that's just his first team second.
If you're just joining us, Steve Boyle and Jason Smith, live at Vandercook Lake High School. As Vitetta hits the first of the pair, gets the second one to go to, stretches the Hanover Horton lead to 8, biggest lead of the game. Swantek right up the floor quickly for East Jackson, hands off to Blau, going down to Rick Adams. Adams will look to back it down. He's double teamed, loses it momentarily, able to get it back, passes out to Swantek. Swantek right wing. Everything working on that right side of the floor right now. They go out to Major behind the back drive. Scoop, left it short. Rebounded by Laquetta up the floor. Kennedy in front of everybody. Swantek chases. And Kennedy will get the layup to go. 20-10 now, a 10-point Hanover Horton advantage. They've just done such a good job on the defensive end. East Jackson has not had many good looks. And Daniel Poole has been almost completely ineffective.
Yeah, all nearly silenced, just 1 point so far in the game, and it shows on the scoreboard.
Blau stops and pops for two from just a step inside the arc. He missed it. Seymour chases it down, saves it off Miller, but it must have hit his leg again. So that'll be Hanover Horton ball. Poole comes up off the bench. Austin Jackson back in the game for East Jackson. They'll give Swantek a break, and Big Rick Adams will go to the pine.
We've also got Brandon Miller in for the remainder of the half here, looks like.
Minute 43 remains. As Rhett Laquetta gets the ball outside the arc, passes it over to Luke Laquetta on the left side elbow. He gets down low, now passes out. Miller's by himself for three. Got it! 23-10 now. Hanover Horton rolling. East Jackson's got to find points somewhere. Daniel Poole might be the guy. He's got the ball now, dribbling left side. Hands off to Blau at that left wing. He'll get a screen from Austin Jackson. Goes back the other way. Poole outside the arc. And now we'll get a timeout, it looks like, from East Jackson. They know they need a bucket here. Minute 14 to go. Let's take 30 seconds and we'll be right back on WKHM and WKHM.com.
Our YMCA is Jackson. While we are in the Y, we are one. We come from different places, different backgrounds, but for a short time each day, we are family. This has been happening for over 100 years. When we walk out the doors of the Y, we all go different directions and face different challenges. As they did 60 years ago, now is the time to come together and build for a better us. I hope you'll join me, Rick Wilson, in supporting our capital campaign and most of all, our community. Give me a call, stop in, or visit us online at jacksonymca.org.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Minute 14 to go here, first half, 23-10, Hanover Horton lead. And they've really been pouring it on here in the second quarter. And that includes doing a tremendous job on the defensive end.
Yeah. They've absolutely shut down Daniel Poole. Nobody else can get any good looks at all.
And, I mean, even a couple threes that he took and missed seemed kind of forced, like he just was frustrated that he hadn't been able to get any open look.
Yeah.
Mitch Sauber chasing him right now on the play. Austin Jackson with the drive, dishes out. Blau won't pull it. Gives to Swantek instead. He looks to drive baseline. There's an open look for Jackson for three. No. Kennedy rebounds.
Got to knock those down if you're the Trojans.
Dribbling up the floor out to Laquetta. Luke, right wing, cross court to Sauber. Now he'll go to the baseline for Kennedy. And get a whistle, and it looks like we can get a timeout from the Hanover Horton bench. 32.3, we'll keep it here for the final 32 seconds of the first half. And I'm trying to see what kind of area scores I can find for us, Jason.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are here tonight taking in this game. I've seen a lot of people sticking around for this one. A lot of the Lumen Christie players hanging around. I spoke to Bobby Willis and the Willis family after the game. Very pleased with their performance, and they're excited to see what both of these teams can do as they figure out who they'll face on Friday.
Either way, it's kind of an interesting matchup, Jason.
Yeah.
So, right now, it looks like Hanover Horton's in the driver's seat. They do have a 23-10 lead with 32 seconds left in the first half. And you don't mind going into the locker room up by double digits against East Jackson and only holding them to only 10 points is impressive. Luke Paquetto inbound. That goes to Rhett, left wing. He passes to the half court spot where Mitch Sauber will take it. Going to run whatever they drew up in the timeout. Luke Paquetto comes around to get it, and did he step over the backcourt?
Yes, he did.
Backcourt violation. 22.5 left in this one. East Jackson have another chance to cut into this advantage before the halftime. Swantek gives to Blau. Blau goes to Poole. Poole back to Blau. Picked up there by Laketa. Hanover Horton continues to switch on every screen, and it's actually worked out real well for him. And Poole had an open look for three there, but a whistle blown beforehand, illegal screen. And with 9 seconds left, Hanover Horton will have another opportunity to put some points up before the halftime break.
And that's the first foul on Austin Jackson, team's third. Stolen by Swantek.
Sauber loses it, Poole up the floor, and he loses control of the dribble, and he's going to get a violation.
Yeah, they're going to call him for the carry. Dribbled the ball a little bit too out of control there, bounced it off his face a little bit.
Bounce, it just went too high.
Yeah,
3.2, Sauber, crossover dribble at midcourt, flings from a step over the half-court line. Missed that one. 23-10 will be our halftime score. Just 3 points in the second quarter there for East Jackson. Just tremendous defensive effort by Hanover Horton. And we'll see what they can drop in the locker room here to try and figure out ways to free up Daniel Poole for some open looks. And overall, just ways to get shots for East Jackson. I mean, if you knew that you'd gone out there and held Hanover Horton to 23 points and a half,
that's a good half.
Pleased with the effort, but not if you only managed to score 10. So we'll see what they can set up and design for half number two here. Game number two of our doubleheader tonight. Congratulations to the Lumen Christi Titans for their win tonight over what team was it?
Grass Lake, the Warriors, 69-51. And they will find out their opponent at the conclusion of this one. And they will meet up on Friday here. I believe tip is at 7, if I remember correctly.
7 o'clock. Our other area score that we've got so far, Leslie 55, Stockbridge 50 was the final. Leslie will move on to face the winner of the Northwest Western game that's going on right now. And after one, Northwest leads 12-11 in that one. That's an interesting rivalry game.
Yeah.
That I would have liked to see. And if you'd like to know that one, it is live on the radio on 95.9 The Power Cow or 95.9thepowercow.com. Right now we'll take 3 minutes here on the half. We'll come back and look at the first half scorers and set things up for the second half. The Comets lead the Trojans right now 23-10 on WKHM, brought to you by Trips Auto Shop and Collision Center.
Advanced Fluid Technologies, a proud member of the Jackson community and proud to be a longtime supporter of high school athletics. Advanced Fluid Technologies has the latest technology in extreme heavy-duty machining and grinding coolants designed for use on ferrous and non-ferrous applications and for stainless and exotic metals. Advanced Fluid Technologies believes in keeping manufacturing a part of Jackson. Successful manufacturing means a successful Jackson. Advanced Fluid Technologies.
Lomar Machine and Tool Company in Horton provides job shop machining and fabrication services, which include CNC turning and milling, wire and plunge EDM, CNC ID and OD grinding, and CNC laser cutting, CNC metal forming, welding, and liquid and powder coating metal finishing. Lomar Machine and Tool, 135 Main Street in Horton, 563-8136. That's 563-8136.
White's Restaurant Catering has been serving their delicious food to Jackson since 1974. That's over 40 years of the best fried chicken around. Visit whitesrestaurant.com to see the menu. Call 787-3991 to ask White's Restaurant about catering your upcoming special event, from weddings to holiday parties. White's Restaurant Catering will bring the flavor. Open 7 days a week for pickup or delivery. That's 787-3991, White's Restaurant Catering. There's no better place to be if you want amazing food.
Hello, this is Jeff Beal. As a JPS grad and a father of five children attending Jackson Public Schools, I know the opportunities a JPS education can bring. With several options to choose from, including a K-4 Montessori program and the county's only K-8 IB curriculum, your student is sure to get the right start. Our high school offers 13 unique AP courses with the county's most advanced math and science options. And this fall, we'll be offering Mandarin Chinese. At JPS, we are building the future workforce of Jackson. Jackson Public Schools, academic excellence, workforce readiness, and lifelong learning. Enroll today at jpsk12.org.
Looking for great gas prices in a location that's open early or late? Then you're looking for an express stop fueled by BP and Marathon gasoline. Stop in, and while you're there, grab any size coffee or a cappuccino up to 20 ounces for only a buck. Express Stop, fueled by BP and Marathon gasoline, has 11 convenient locations in the Jackson area. So if you're looking for great gas prices, whether it's early morning or late night, then you'll find just that at Express Stop, fueled by BP and Marathon gasoline. Express Stop, all you need, all the time.
Lomar Machine and Tool Company in Horton provides job shop machining and fabrication services, which include CNC turning and milling, wire and plunge EDM, CNC ID and OD grinding, and CNC laser cutting, CNC metal forming, welding, and liquid and powder coating metal finishing. Lomar Machine and Tool, 135 Main Street in Horton, 563-8136. That's 563-8136.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
At the half, Hanover Horton, 23-10, they lead the East Jackson Trojans, and it was just a lack of offense for East Jackson that really led to this. They did a good job on the boards, they did a good job on the defense, they just couldn't find buckets, and part of that is they're going to have to figure out what to do. Hanover Horton has been switching on absolutely every screen, and that has done a good job of keeping Daniel Poole from finding some space. And really, the other East Jackson, Swantech did a nice job penetrating. Colin Blau did a good job. But I think they're really reliant on the offensive output that they get regularly from Daniel Poole.
Yeah, you have to get Daniel Poole going if you have any inkling of winning this game. And we saw this the last time we saw East Jackson play. They had a hard time getting Daniel Poole going in the first quarter, first half. And it was really Colin Blau, Zach Seymour that kind of took that game over and sort of made up for a lot of the points that Daniel Poole normally would score. They just haven't been able to get that same kind of output from Blau and Seymour because Hanover Horton defensively has just absolutely locked down the defensive side of the basketball. They're playing tight D. They're switching on everything, as you mentioned, and they're not giving them any space whatsoever to create shots because, as you know, and we talked about in the pregame, Daniel Poole, just he doesn't need much, and he will knock down triples all day long.
So we'll see what they drew up here before too long. Let's run down the numbers for the Hanover Horton Comets. How'd they get out to that 23-10 lead?
Yes, Mitch Sauber with five. Donovan Kennedy led the scoring along with Rhett Laketa with six. And then Luke Laketa and Brandon Miller each chipped in with a three for their 3 points each.
And meanwhile, it didn't take a lot to get to 10 points for the Trojans, but how'd they get there?
Yeah, no, it did not. It was just three players, Colin Blau with five, Jared Swantech with four, and then Daniel Poole's free throw for his one.
Yeah, Daniel Poole took a couple of deep threes, and it's not that it's that strange that he would take a shot like that because he's shown that he doesn't mind taking it from wherever. But they looked forced. It really did seem like frustration that he wasn't able to get any open looks otherwise. He did have some drives to the bucket that looked like they might yield points, but he missed a couple of those, and one of those drives did get him a trip to the free throw line. But East Jackson's, you know, Horton's back out here warming up for the second half. EJ is still in the locker room, and I imagine they're still talking over what they can do differently. They trail 23-10. as we get ready for the second half. Another two-minute break, and we'll come back and get things going for the second half of the second half of our doubleheader here on WKHM, brought to you by Trips Auto Shop and Collision Center.
It's an exciting time to be a Comet, a mid-Michigan leader in academics, athletics, and the arts. Hanover Horton features a wide variety of classes, including STEM, advanced placement, and dual enrollment. With our dedicated staff, hardworking students, supportive community, and amazing facilities, Hanover Horton School District is the right choice for your student. Visit hanoverhorton.org today for more information. Hanover Horton Schools, creating a better world one student at a time. Come and be a part of the Comet Nation.
From autograph memorabilia to sports cards, comic books, action figures, and Magic the Gathering, get in touch with your youth. Get into the Collector Zone. The Collector Zone offers top-of-the-line card holders and storage products for all sizes. They even buy collectibles and have all the new stuff, too. Get in touch with your youth with MSU and U of M autographs. The Collector Zone, connected to Peterson Jewelers, next to the Hunt Club. At Seymour Ford Lincoln, they offer a transparent car buying experience. They have a fantastic inventory of new, used, and certified pre-owned vehicles, giving you the opportunity to explore your options and find a car or truck that you love. Seymour Ford Lincoln believes it is important to be fair and honest in every aspect of their business. Whether you're buying a new Ford car or visiting their service center, Seymour Ford Lincoln will ensure that you never leave unsatisfied with your experience. Seymour Ford Lincoln, online at SeymourFord.net. Alro Plastics is a distributor of engineered plastic shapes and has been located in Jackson since 1987. Our product offerings include plastic sheet, rod, tube, and machine parts. Processing capabilities include saw cutting, water jet, routing, milling, drilling, tapping, bending, forming, and welding. Alro Plastics' focus is on helping customers select the proper materials for their application, as well as cutting and shipping the same day the order is placed. Alro Plastics, located at 2218 Enterprise Drive in Jackson, or place an order online at alroplastics.com. Alro, your supermarket for plastics.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Time ticking off of our halftime clock. We'll get 8 minutes on the scoreboard. Ready for second half action here. 23-10 Hanover Horton lead over East Jackson. Jason, what can EJ do to get back into this?
Make a lot of shots. I mean, that's really the only way that they're going to bring themselves back into this game is they've got to tighten up defensively, shut down the Laketa brothers, who have just been absolutely dominating down low, and make shots. They've got to find a way to get Daniel Poole open or get good looks from somebody who can make a bucket.
Yeah, I mean, they're going to have to knock down when they're open, which has been few and far between, but if they can find an open look, it's going to be imperative that they make those shots. And you're right, Daniel Poole is going to have to be a bigger factor in the second half. Just a great job defensively in the first half by the Comets. Trojans have it. We're underway. Swantek with a dribble off of his foot in the corner. Not the way you wanted to have possession number one of the half, though.
Yeah, not at all.
Rhett Laketa inbounds. Mitch Sauber on the point for Hanover Horton over midcourt. Goes to Brocky. Right wing, Brocky. Cross court to Sauber into the corner. Luke Laketa pulls for three, missed. Zach Seymour rebounds up the floor. Quick pull, leading the break. Now he'll try to go down to Seymour. Rhett's going to try to get around Zach Seymour and get the steal. And he did come up with a basketball, but he's going to get whistled for a foul. Danny Poole will inbound. 7:35 to go third quarter.
Just the first foul on Rhett Laketa. Team's first.
Gets it into Seymour. Seymour at top of the key, dribbles all the way over to the right wing, and then hands off to Swantek. Lost the dribble there momentarily, gets it back. Hands off to Poole, he's double-teamed, now back to Swantek. About 2 steps behind the arc at the top. Hands off to Blau. Changes directions to Swantek, left side. Swantek will dribble all the way around the wing, now hands back to Poole. He's met out there by Brocky. Drives against him, gets in, and floats it. Missed the shot, but Poole finding a little room there on the penetration. Now up the floor comes the Comets. Drive from the wing. Laketa puts it up over a defender, missed it, and up the floor quickly. Poole ahead of everyone, and he'll get that one to go. Just got to see that ball go through the basket, Daniel Poole. with his third point of the game, 23-12. The Trojans strike first in the second half. The cut at the high post drops down to Kennedy on the low block.
That was too easy.
Kennedy really runs the baseline well, just finding space there. Good look by Laketa to find him. Laketa plays kind of a point guard there from the high post spot. He gets it up there, and he turns and looks, and he likes to find somebody down low. Trojans working around the perimeter. Drops it off for Rick Davis on the baseline. Passes out to Seymour out behind the arc. Seymour puts it on the deck. Gives to Swantek, dribbling around over to Blau. A little too close to pass it that hard, but Blau able to reel it in. Seymour now, top of the key, dribbles right. Steps in and pulls from the free throw line area and hits that jumper. And that's something they need to pay attention to if Zach Seymour can get into the groove there.
Yeah,
from that mid-range.
So they're going to give it to him.
Laketa pump fakes for three, blows past everybody all the way to the bucket. Luke Laketa makes it 27-14.
Yeah, you can't let him walk in like that.
Comets. Poole going baseline. Reverse layup. Left it short. Rebounded by Kennedy. And those are the ones that Poole just can't. He wants those to go so badly.
Nice feed.
Laketa going down. Finds Sauber on the cut. He leaves it short on the lay-in. Swantek coming up the floor. Contact. I think he can get offensive foul.
Yeah, that's going to be the first on Swantek. Team's first.
Laketa goes to the deck. Draws the offensive foul against Swantek. 27-14. 5:20 on our third quarter clock. Laketa drops it down to Kennedy. Double clutch, couldn't get it. Gets his own rebound, and the putback is good.
Yeah, nobody was watching Kennedy on the baseline, and that's elementary from there.
There's Poole. Some room for three. Missed it. He had time to even think about that one. And just couldn't get it to drop. Laketa's got it now for the Comets. Over to Sauber, left wing. Drops it down for Rhett Laketa. Up to Kennedy. Couldn't handle the pass. Poole comes in and gets it. Makes a defensive play. Lau dribbling up the left sideline. Stops at the left wing. Now into the paint. Dribbling back out to clear some space. Goes off to Swantek at the top. Poole coming all the way around from the left side through the paint. Comes up to get it at the top of the key. Gets a screen from Davis. Screen to roll to Davis. Davis down deep.
There it
gets
is.
Gets the bucket. And he'll have a chance to make an old-fashioned three-point play. Back when they didn't have a three-point arc, that's the only way you could get three on a possession with a big, tough finish like Rick Davis just had. That pick-and-roll play, if they could get it to go, Jason, would be a nice feather in their cap if they use that a little more often.
Absolutely.
Davis misses the free throw. Battle for the rebound pulled in by Rhett Laketa. Looks up the floor to Luke Laketa. Laketa dribbles in, splits defenders, and they're going to call a blocking foul against Swantek. He's got a couple fouls early here in the half. 29-16 our score.
Yes, he does, and he's going to sit down. Austin Jackson will come in.
Right now. Sauber inbound from the baseline, finds Luke Laketa deep, left wing. Goes to Brocky. Now left side for Sauber. Takes a couple dribbles, gets into the paint, into the air, double clutch. Missed it. Rebound tapped by Laketa. They'll wave it off. Maybe a little push in the back there for Rick Davis.
Yep, and you are correct on that. That is the second foul on Luke Laketa. Team second.
Mitch Sauber with that double clutch, kind of Jordan up and under move there. Couldn't get it to go, but it looked cool. 4 minutes on our clock. We're halfway through the third quarter. It's 29-16. Rick Davis down low. Jump hook in the paint. Got that to go. Maybe Rick Davis is the key to victory here for East Jackson. They cut the lead 29-18. Comets back on the attack. Mitch Sauber left wing. High post for Laketa. Drops it down to Kennedy. Donovan Kennedy scores it.
Yeah, you can't do that if you want to get back into this game.
Kennedy's got them all coming down in the paint. I mean, if you looked at this lineup with the Laketas both over 6'3", you wouldn't expect that Donovan Kennedy's the guy who scores all the points in the paint. But that's certainly what his game plan has been tonight. 31-18, 3:21 in the third. Colin Blau working against Kennedy. Gets a screen from Davis. He rolls. No pass. Blau lost it momentarily. Sauber's got a shot at it. Battling for it. Into the corner for Poole. Jab step into the paint. Floats it up. Missed. Tapped by Poole. Missed. Rebound Davis. Blocked by Sauber, but he'll get a whistle for it, and they're going to call it on the floor.
Yeah, and that's going to be his first, team's third.
Davis has gone to the line, but they were signaling it on the floor. .305 left in the third. 31-18. Hanover Horton leads. It's East Jackson ball. Seymour on the baseline into Rick Davis outside of the arc. Colin Blau comes to get it. Deep left wing. Looking at a screen from both sides. Uses the one from Austin Jackson. Finds Poole coming across the top. Poole puts it on the deck. Left side. Now he'll drive. Gets into the air. Missed it again. Rebound Seymour. And as he goes up, he has it knocked away. And we'll get a whistle. Even the times Poole's been able to get some space into the bucket, Jason, he just hasn't been able to get him to go. Can't finish.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. He's had some unkind rolls there. That foul charged to, Luke Licata, his second.
Seymour at the line. Got it. Hits off the heel into the air and falls through. 31-19. Jackson trying to stay within striking distance. Second free throw rolls out. Licata there to rebound. That's Rhett. Up the floor to Sanders. Bryce into the game now. Cross court to Sauber. High post for Licata. Cutting Sanders. Missed it. Pretty offense, but just couldn't get it to go. Colin Blau up the floor for East Jackson. They get the stop. Now they need to get a bucket. Blau. Looking to attack, drives baseline, goes up, and scores it. Nice drive and finish by Colin Blau. 31-21, they cut the lead to 10 with 2:20 to go on the third quarter clock. Mitch Sauber gives to Brocky. Brocky's been quiet on the offensive end, but defensively he's been doing a great job on Poole. Nice, they feed Donovan Kennedy on the baseline. He goes reverse under the basket and scores it. And that'll get a timeout from the East Jackson bench. With 2:06 to go, third quarter, 33-21, Hanover Horton leads. 30-second break here on WKHM, brought to you by Trips Auto Shop and Collision Center.
At Penn Chiropractic Center, you're going to notice the results.
My name is Gwen Kuntz, and I started going to Penn Chiropractic Care right after my first son was born because I had a back injury that they could not diagnose. I had been going through physical therapy for 6 months without any success, and when I finally started going to the chiropractor, I immediately felt relief, made my back injury completely go away.
Penn Chiropractic Center, online at docpenn.com or call 784-7443.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
2:06 to go here, third quarter. East Jackson and Hanover Horton in the huddle. Our game tonight brought to you by Trips Auto Shop and Collision Center. Check out online at WKHM.com or on our Facebook page for area scores following the game tonight. And I'm trying to see what I can corral from the web for us for other games in the area. We know Leslie beat Stockbridge tonight. They await the winner of the Western and Northwest game that's going on right now on 95.9 The Power Cow with Greg O'Connor. A lot of good games tonight, and we'll bring you the scores when we can get them. Lumen Christi defeated Grass Lake in game one of our doubleheader. They'll await the winner of this one in the district final here at Vandercook Lake at 7 o'clock on Friday. As East Jackson working around the perimeter. Poole gets the screen from Jackson, gets the switch. Covered by Kennedy. Now a switch on another screen for Major. He gives to Blau. Blau drives into the elbow, off to Major. Pulls up for the three. Got it! Big shot, David Major. 33-24.
Looks like they've started using Daniel Poole as a decoy now.
Minute 27 to go here in the third. They cut the lead to 9. High post for Luke Licata out to Brocky. He takes a fake three and gets to Licata, who leans in for a nice finger roll. 35-24. 1:12 left in the third. Colin Blau slowing down the offense here for East Jackson as they set up the play. Major comes around a couple screens. Poole into the corner. Picked up there by Brocky, looking for somebody down low. Nothing there. High post for Austin Jackson. He'll step back and hit it. Yes. East Jackson starting to get their shot making going. 35-26, keeping it within single digits. 46 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Kennedy down on the baseline finds Laketa for a nice 12-footer, but he missed it halfway down and pops out. Major attacking Reese Jackson goes all the way to the bucket. Brennan Miller reaches in to knock away, and he gets a hefty chunk of arm. And that'll send David Major to the line for a couple free throws. Reese Jackson like the chance to score with the clock stop. Leads at 9. They can cut it even closer. At the half at Western, the Panthers lead the Northwest Mounties 22-19. That is a low-scoring affair for those two.
We'll see Mitch Sauber check back in, replacing Bryce Sanders.
Sauber, Miller, Luke Laketa, Jack Brocky, and Donovan Kennedy right now for Hanover Horton. Strong trip to the line for Major, 35-28. They've cut it to 7. 28 seconds to go here in the third. East Jackson hanging in. Laketa goes into the corner for Kennedy. He's been working that baseline up in the air. Hangs for the shot, and a nice finish by Donovan Kennedy.
That's now 10 in the quarter, 16 in the game for Kennedy.
They've just absolutely been able to find him down to the baseline, and he's had space to work down there all night. Swantek from the right wing gets Helen Blau coming around. He'll drive all the way to the bucket, into the air, and blocked out of bounds. Swatted away, Luke Laketa.
Good block there. Good help side defense.
Austin Jackson, the fling by Colin Blau at the buzzer. No good. So 37-28 is our score after 3. 1 minute break in our final quarter on the way on WKHM. All of our games here in the postseason brought to you by Trips Auto Shop and Collision Center.
Life's better with Tom Coffey's Soft Water Kinetico Non-Electric Water Softeners, featuring a twin tank, giving you on-demand 24-hour-a-day soft water with no computers or timers. It's eco-friendly, using about half the salt of a single tank softener. It also comes with an excellent 10-year unconditional parts warranty. Tom Coffey's Soft Water also has chemical-free filters to remove rust and sulfur odors. Tom Coffey's Soft Water, Jackson County's only authorized independent Kinetico dealer, on Page Ave across from Menards. Look for the Kinetico sign, serving Jackson, Hillsdale, and Lenawee County.
Lomar Machine and Tool Company in Horton provides job shop machining and fabrication services, which include CNC turning and milling, wire and plunge EDM, CNC ID and OD grinding, and CNC laser cutting, CNC metal forming, welding, and liquid and powder coating metal finishing. Lomar Machine and Tool, 135 Main Street in Horton, 563-8136. That's 563-8136.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith, third quarter underway. They're trying to feed Rhett Laketa in the high post. Almost loses it. Gets it out. Brocky open for three. He hasn't shot in a while. Missed that one. Austin Jackson rebounds. East Jackson breaking up the right sideline. Swantek, Major pulls for three. Partially blocked over there by Sauber. They get the rebound out to Blau, and now Major's got it. Going to Blau at the top. It's a screen there from Jackson. Goes around, hands off to Major. Major almost knocked away by Sauber again. Now Swantek crosses over. Sauber gets into the paint. Finger roll. Pretty move to the bucket by Swantek. 37-30. Jackson hanging in. Into the corner. Laketa pump fakes. Drives. Drops off for Rhett. So loop to Rhett. Rhett gets the easy bucket down low. Those two making it tough to call a game out here. Austin Jackson gets a screen from Seymour, goes to Swantek. Looks to go against Sauber, gets into the air, and a spin move, and Swantek is showing off the offensive arsenal. 39-32, back and forth game right now. Open look for three in the corner. Luke Laketa casually knocks down a triple. Stretches the lead back to 10, 42-32. Swantek looking to keep his pace going, gives to Blau instead at the top. Hands back to Swantek. Major's got it. Behind the back a couple times. Scoops to Swantek, going against Kennedy. Gets into the paint. Lost it momentarily. Goes out to Seymour. Now he'll work against Laketa. Back and down. Spin. Lefty shot. Goes. Where was this offense by the Trojans in the first half?
Yeah, they desperately needed it.
Now they can't go back and forth. They got to get some stops.
Yeah, they've got to shut them down here.
Laketa backs down out to Sauber for three. He got it. Just caught shooting by the Comets right now. 45-34. 6:02 to go. We'll get a timeout from the East Jackson bench. 45-34. East Jackson had 10 points in the first half. They got 18 in the third quarter. And now here they come, and they've already got six up on the board here in the third.
Yeah, the problem is, Steve, they haven't been able to get any stops defensively. They've given up a pair of threes and an easy bucket for Rhett Laketa. They've been outscored in the half, 8-6. So they've got to get some big defensive stops if they have any hope of getting back into this game.
Yeah, no question that they've got to get some stops now. They've got the offensive pipeline going, and now they got to get to work on the defensive end. You got to put them both together, I suppose. It's got to be the O and the D. And just it's good to see the offense going, and it's a bunch of names that are not Daniel Poole, which has been trippy to see. Matter of fact, he was on the bench for that great stretch right there. And Swiatek, just where did that come from? He goes with the pretty finger roll on the left side. The next trip down, he does a spin move and gets into the air and finishes there. And then Zach Seymour bangs it down low and puts that pretty lefty jump hook over. I believe in that case it was Rhett Laketa.
Yeah, he's been creating his own offense, as we'll see Daniel Poole get into the game for the first time in the fourth quarter. He'll be out there with Swiatek, Seymour, Colin Blau, and Rick Adams.
Starting lineup on the floor for the Trojans. And that's true for the Comets as well. Nearly a turnover there. Poole chases it down. He's working against Brocky. Hands off to Swiatek, goes to work. Swiatek, now you can see he's looking to penetrate at any chance he can find a seam. They jump out on Poole, gets down to Davis, and he gets the finish. Great look by Daniel Poole. Like you said, Jason, he's fine with being a decoy and finding somebody else to score. Laketa pump fakes the three out of the corner and drives, and we get the offensive foul.
And that will be on Luke Laketa, his third.
And I know he turns it over there, but Luke Laketa uses that pump fake in the corner so well, Jason. You got to respect it because he can hit that shot. And he pump fakes and drives off of that. Does a great job. Swiatek backing down against Laketa now on the end. Poole comes up and grabs it behind the arc, and now they're going to bump him, and we'll get a whistle.
And that's going to be foul number four on Luke Laketa. And that's the eighth team foul.
Laketa started walking over the bench. Mortimer, I don't think he realized how much time was left. He was going to leave him out. Now Laketa's going to go out, and Bryce Sanders is going to replace him. That's a big play there for Poole. He's going to go to the line. So he's got a chance to score, and you put Luke Laketa in foul trouble, and they're going to miss that offense. And Poole hits the front end of the 1-1. 45-37, East Jackson keeping that lead in a manageable spot where they can make a play and get back into this one. As Poole hits a pair. 45-38. And the lead's down to 7 with 5 minutes to go. Sauber over to Sanders. Sanders has it knocked away by Blau. Sanders gets it back though, over to Brocky by himself. He jab steps and drives. Pulls up from the elbow. Oh, miss. Kennedy with a rebound. Putback is good. Donovan Kennedy making plays in the second half.
He's been
away from Hanover. Poole comes around, took an extra step, setting up. And they whistle him for a travel.
Yeah, you can't have those possessions. Absolutely cannot.
4:50 left in this game, 47-38. Mitch Sauber finds Laketa at that elbow area. He'll pull it up. Rhett missed it. Rebound tapped. Rick Davis with the big board. Swiatek out and running for East Jackson. Stops and pops from the elbow. Got it. Big shot making from both teams right now, 47-40. Daniel Poole sets up on the defense against Brocky. Drives, finds Donovan Kennedy on the baseline. Through traffic, and he scores it. Somebody's got to grab Donovan Kennedy on the defensive end. 49-40. Swiatek hands off to Blau, who hands off to Poole. Working against Mitch Sauber. Tries to drive left. Now stop. Good defense, Sauber. He switches on to Swiatek now. And Whistle against Donovan Kennedy. Was he hand checking that pool over there?
I believe he grabbed a hold of Daniel Poole on the screen, and that'll send Poole to the line.
Poole walks up to the stripe, and we got one-on-one shooting going on the rest of the way here for East Jackson. Matter of fact, I think the next foul.
Yeah, this is
double
foul nine. Yep.
Yeah. Poole at the stripe, and he got it. Daniel Poole's going to have a quiet game, but if he keeps getting to the free throw line, he might end up with some decent scoring numbers after being held in check most of the way. Second one is good, too.
Key baskets.
49-41. Hannibal Horton comes on the offense, get a screen at half court, and that's going to be an illegal screen for Laketa. Respectfully disagreeing with the official, I don't think it was dirty. It was just ugly.
It was illegal.
It was poor fundamentals on the screen.
Yeah.
East Jackson on the offense, weaving around the outside. Poole's got it at the top. And now what do we got?
Foul on Daniel Poole. No, I'm sorry. Not sure what they're going to call on that. That's odd. I thought they called a foul on Poole.
I'm not sure. I have it. 49-42. Poole drives. Gets up. Blocked. And a whistle.
That's going on Rhett. And that's his fourth.
I can't believe that's going. I could see there being a foul on the guy following him in there with the body. But Laketa blocked that cleanly. And he didn't even jump. He had it. He went straight up. I don't love the call, Jason.
I don't either.
Neither does Chad Mortimer.
No, he
respectfully
does
disagreeing. So we got a 30-second timeout from Hannibal Horton. Let's take 30 ourselves. 3:41 to go, 49-42 on WKHM.
Banks come and go for decades, leaving customers frustrated by name changes and branch closings. When you open an account with County National Bank, you can bank on stability and a proven track record that comes from 80 years of serving the community. Trust your finances with a bank that is there with you, County National Bank. Learn more about opening an account at countynationalbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 399979.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith, 3:41 to go, 49-42. Hannibal Horton in front. Daniel Poole at the line after a foul call on the drive. Looked like a clean block to me. Officials had a different angle. Poole missed. Ball don't lie.
Ball don't lie.
I mean, the foul number here is 10-2. They've been, I don't know if Hannibal Horton's just been more aggressive than EJ or what. Poole gets the next one to go. 49-43, the lead is just 6 with 3:40. Mitch Sauber standing by himself there for a while. Poole comes out to get him. Now they pressure the ball handler. Sauber trying to get down to Sanders. Kick ball by Swantek, trying to fill the passing lane. Goes out of bounds. It'll be Sauber to inbound. Both teams with their starting lineups on the floor. It's Brocky, Sauber, Kennedy, Rhett Laketa, and Bryce Sanders replacing Luke Laketa on the bench with 4 fouls. Sanders goes to the corner for Kennedy. Keeping him that far away from the basket's probably a good thing for East Jackson. Kennedy's been hurting them on the baseline all night. Sauber goes to the high post for Laketa and will get a foul committed by Zach Seymour. Hands on the back of Rhett Laketa in there.
Yeah, and that's his second, team's third.
3:08 left in this one. Sauber inbound from the baseline. His team leads by 6. Drops it off for Kennedy.
Stolen
by Swantek.
And they're going to get him for a kick ball.
My eyesight is going, Jason. I didn't see
the
that.
Kick ball, and then they reversed it. So
okay.
I think they were like, yeah, no, he didn't kick it. We're good.
Swantek's got it. EJ ball. 3 minutes to go. They trail by 6. Swantek left wing. Crossed over against Sauber. Too much traffic. Gives out the pool. Finds some room for 3. No. Rebounded by Sauber. Sauber heads up, looking up the floor as he dribbles up the left side. Now he'll drive into the paint. What a move to switch hands. Missed it. Tie up for the rebound. And they'll call the jump ball.
And possession arrow goes to East Jackson.
That was the right call on that play, in my opinion.
Yes, it was.
Sauber made a pretty move, just left it a little bit short. Took it coast to coast.
Yeah, Luke Laqueta back in. Shot selection is going to be the name of the game for East Jackson here. They can't have Daniel Poole taking wild threes from a million miles out.
Honestly, I thought that was one of his best three-point looks all day. Poole on the drive, blocked by Brocky. That'll go out of bounds.
Good block by Jack Brocky. Clean on the backside.
Brocky has really taken charge of the job of guarding Daniel Poole. And he's really relished it. Blount will take a three. Missed everything. Davis, offensive rebound, lefty jump hook. Got it! Big play, Rick Davis. 2:22 to go. It's a four-point game, 49-45. East Jackson making the most of their chance here. Brocky to Luke Laqueta. Laqueta picks up the dribble. Goes over to Sauber. Now into the corner for Brocky by himself. A pull to three. No! Rebound tap. Kennedy, no, he has it knocked away. He chases it down. Kennedy gets Hannibal Horton the extra possession. Brocky open again for three. This time he gets it. No! Pops out. Laqueta missed the tip. No! Another try, and they missed them all. Swanson chases it down. Seymour up and pull bar. Up for three.
Oh, we got a whistle.
I think it's going to go against EJ. I don't know where it came from. That was a wild series of events, yeah. Jason.
I think they're going to call the travel on Swantek when he rolled over with the ball.
Wow, Brocky misses the three. Rhett Laqueta standing by himself.
Yeah.
I think he could have taken all the time he needed, and instead he short-armed it. It comes off. Luke Laqueta has a tap at it. That misses. It gets tapped back out, and they find Brocky by himself in the corner again. Missed it again. And then EJ on the runout can't quite reel it in and make something happen. But 49-45, it's a four-point game with a minute 48 to go here in the fourth. Timeout right now as they talk it over. This has been wild, and it definitely didn't look like it was going to be this kind of a game, Jason.
It did not.
East Jackson managed 10 points in the first half, just 3 points in the second quarter. They come out and score 18 in the third, and I got them for, gosh, I'm terrible at math. 17 here in the fourth.
There you go.
17 here in the fourth quarter for EJ. So when we said they needed to go in the locker room and figure out how to score, they did that. And now they've got themselves within 4 points of the conference champion Hannibal Horton Comets and within striking distance.
Yeah, shot selection, tight defense, and more shot selection.
As the crowd sings along with Journey here at a big moment. They can feel the energy here.
Yeah, they're giving
these leagues a workout. I don't think the officials didn't want to start the game up. They want to finish that chorus. Inbound goes to Luke Laqueta, working against Poole over midcourt. He'll hand off to Sauber. Poole comes out to guard him. They go high post to Rhett Laqueta. Looking around, directed traffic. Backs out. Now out to Luke for three. Got it. Big job, Laqueta.
This place erupts.
Minute and a half. Swantek on the drive. Loses it. Brocky with a steal. Down to Laqueta. He's up the floor by himself. And he'll score it. Big 5 points out of the timeout for Hannibal Horton. EJ needs a timeout. They see their deficit go from 4-9 in about 10 seconds.
10 seconds, yeah.
At 8:42 p.m. with 1:19 to go, we're going to take a 30-second break here on WKHM, WKHM.com.
Forget what you know about fours, for we're forcing flavor fortitude right at your forehead. Introducing Denny's 4 for $4 menu. 4 dishes, $4. Enjoy flavor-forged meals like our biscuits and gravy and the cookies and cream mega sundae. And don't forget about all-you-can-eat pancakes and the Everyday Value Slam. They're delicious, times forever. Plus, since they're just $4 on the 2-4-6-8 value menu, they're totally affordable.
Denny's, welcome to America's Diner. For a limited time only, price and participation may vary.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Hand touching hand, Jason.
Right.
Sweet Caroline.
My kids have, love this song.
Who doesn't?
I know.
Neil Diamond.
Neil Diamond's fantastic. I don't care what anybody says. Neil Diamond is amazing. And listen to this crowd get into it.
I don't know if you can hear that on your radio, but it's a madhouse in here. 54-45. EJ's got one last gasp here with a minute 19 to go. Inbound goes to Daniel Poole. He's led him all year. Can he do it now? Swiatek comes around, grabs it. Blau drives around toward the baseline. Pulls it back out, looking for Poole. Pressured out there by Jack Brock. He gets in the lane, floats one, doesn't get a whistle. Rebound to Rick Davis. Blocked out of the air by Laketta. Gets it back out to Poole for three. Short. Partially blocked by Brocky. Poole wanted a foul. Great defense on that possession by Hanover Horton. Mitch Sauber coming up. Laketta gives to Kennedy. They'll try to eat up the rest of this one. They grab Kennedy on the play.
Swiatek's third, team's fourth. They're going to have to eat up a lot of fouls in a hurry here.
48-2. Left in this one, 54-45. East Jackson has made it fun. Brocky inbounds to Kennedy. Swiatek comes out to grab him. Just a 15 foul now for the Trojans.
It's number four on Swiatek, who will take a seat. Tyler Panther get his first action in this one.
Yeah, well, they got to have a guy. They want to be able to foul right away, and they don't want Swiatek to foul out, just trying to stop the clock. They get it into Sauber, and they'll grab him. Now one more team foul required for East Jackson to get the Comets to the line. I mean, I think they're overlooking how much. I mean, they need to be looking for a steal really here on the inbound.
They really do. They need points.
Into Sauber, and Blau will grab him, so Sauber will go to the line for a 1-1. 44.2 left, 54-45. East Jackson trails. They've really shown heart here in the second half. Daniel Poole just hasn't had a great game, and it's due in large part to Jack Brock. He's stalking him throughout. Sauber misses. Rebound to Davis. Here comes East Jackson. Colin Blau off the right side. Spins into the lane. Gets into the air. Did he make the shot?
No. Just went off the rim there, and that's going to be on Donovan Kennedy. And that is his second. Luckily not on either Rhett or Luke, because they're done on their next foul.
Colin Blau steps up to the line, trailing by 9, 37.8 seconds. You got to make these. And he missed.
And that will get David Major back into the game, replacing Rick Adams, also Austin Jackson in for Tyler Panther.
Tom Ball shoots, and he missed. Rebounded Luke Laketta. Pass out to Sauber, gets to Rhett Laketta. Up to Kennedy by himself, and he'll score it.
Automatic.
That's about it. 56-45. Time's going to run out on East Jackson. Daniel Poole looks to drive, gets in the lane, float, scores. Set back up on the pressure defense up the floor to Kennedy. Gets into the air and finishes another one. Donovan Kennedy.
That's 20 and a half for Donovan Kennedy.
Stop and pull for three. Poole, and he hits. Too little too late, it looks like, for Daniel Poole. 2 seconds, 1 second. 58-50 will be your final. And the Hanover Horton Comets are back in the district championship game with a 58-50 win, outlasting a furious run by the East Jackson Trojans. Hanover Horton holds on to win. And a fantastic game by the Comets. East Jackson never gave up, even to the final seconds there. And that's our final score. We'll take 2 minutes here in the post game. We'll come back and give you our Subway player of the game and set things up for the rest of the way here. 58-50, Comets over the Trojans on WKHM.
Deer Run Golf Course and fine dining. Don't forget fish fries each and every day. All you can eat fish for your Lenten needs. That's Deer Run Golf Course in the heart of the Hanover Horton area. A proud supporter of Hanover Horton Athletics. Stop by, see Frank Slaby and the crew golf year-round
at Deer Run Golf Course, just off of Moscow in the heart of Hanover Horton. It's Deer Run Golf Club. Everybody loves Deer Run Golf Club.
Unique Motors wants you to have the best car buying experience possible. Start off 2018 right with a quality pre-owned vehicle from Unique Motors and let your tax refund work for you. With a family-like atmosphere, friendly staff, and guaranteed financing, Unique Motors can put you in the driver's seat today. Don't dream it, drive it. Come experience the difference at Unique Motors. Visit their new location at 2000 West Ganson or go to uniquemotorsofjackson.com.
Lomar Machine and Tool Company in Horton provides job shop machining and fabrication services, which include CNC turning and milling, wire and plunge EDM, CNC ID and OD grinding, and CNC laser cutting, CNC metal forming, welding, and liquid and powder coating metal finishing. Lomar Machine and Tool, 135 Main Street in Horton, 563-8136. That's 563-8136.
Shorty's Grill and Family Diner is now open in the heart of Horton, formerly the End Zone. New owner, new name, new attitude. It's Shorty's Grill, open Tuesday through Saturday, 11 a.m. until 10 p.m. Brick-fired pizza oven ready for you now at Shorty's Grill. Be sure to look them up and like them on Facebook. Custom blended burgers and great family fare. It's Shorty's Grill and Family Diner in the heart of Horton, a proud supporter of the Hanover Horton Comets.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith, again our final here at Vandercook Lake, the Hanover Horton Comets, 58, and the East Jackson Trojans with 50. The Comets win and will make their way to the final here on Friday night, 7 o'clock, and they'll take on the Lumen Christi Titans. And that's kind of a rematch from a district championship game from a few years ago when Kari Willis took his Lumen Christi Titans into Hanover Horton. And a controversial end to that one. That Hanover Horton team ended up going on to the Final Four at the Breslin Center. Does this Hanover Horton team have what it takes to get that far? We'll see. They got to start with a district championship win on Friday night. No question tonight who our Jackson Area Subway player of the game is. It was Donovan Kennedy for the Hanover Horton Comets, and he was clearly the most important player the entire way. He just kept finding space down on that baseline and making the Trojans pay. They had to go out and guard. Luke Waketa, Jack Brocky, Mitch Sauber, all the shooters out there for Hanover Horton. And what that did was leave some space open down there, down low, and Donovan Kennedy absolutely made him pay. I also got from the official statistician for Hanover Horton that Kennedy had 22 rebounds to go with.
Man.
So that's an absolute monster game, and they needed it from him. East Jackson made a furious run, and Daniel Poole, of course, the name that you know, the school record holder in points, and the single game record holder, too. But tonight it was Swantek, it was Blau, it was Rick Davis, it was basically everybody else on that roster that had to step up. And then Poole comes in at the end and able to put some points together, so his stat line doesn't look that bad, but it wasn't good enough to get past the Comets tonight. So, Jason, let's run down the scores for Hanover Horton.
Yeah, for the Comets, once again, our Subway player of the game, Donovan Kennedy, 26 points. Luke Laketa with 13, Rhett with 10, Mitch Sauber with 8. And Brandon Miller, with 3 to round out the scoring for the Comets.
Really? That was it?
That was it.
Oh, man. You had to have missed one there, but because I feel like there had to be some more scores. But no, Donovan Kennedy was just spectacular tonight. And in a game where a lot of people were missing layups and close buckets, he never seemed to miss one. He got down there and he got into the air and he was able to outlast everybody and hang up there longer and finish at the rim, and just got most of that done in the paint, which is super impressive to me, the way they played tonight. And he has to give out high fives to Rhett Laketa for finding him a few times, for Mitch Sauber, for all those guys. They just actually were looking for him all night down on the baseline, and he just got the job done. So congrats to Donovan Kennedy. Meanwhile, for East Jackson, who got it done?
Well, surprisingly and very quietly, Daniel Poole led the team in scoring with 13. did not see that one coming when I ran all the totals together. Rick Adams and Jared Swantek, who I thought one of them might do it, each had 10. You had 7 from Colin Blau, 5 from Zach Seymour and David Major, and then 2 from Austin Jackson.
Yeah, as you mentioned, well, Jason, Poole got to the line a lot late, which helped keep East Jackson close, and then he did come down and score one in the paint and hit a 3 before it was all said and done. So 5 of those points came in the last 30 seconds.
Yeah.
But he does end up being the leading scorer, though. Kudos to everybody. We said they're going to have to go in the locker room and figure out what to do, and they did come out and they did it. And I got to imagine for a moment the coach said, look, it's on you. It's on you, Swantek. It's on you. Blau, it's going to be you guys, Rick Adams.
Yeah.
We got to get some – you guys are going to have to take the pressure off of Daniel. And they did so, and they made it a fun game to watch and kept it close all the way. So East Jackson, a fantastic season. Sorry it has to end for him this way.
Yeah.
16-6, their final number. And Daniel Poole will put the bow on a tremendous career, a record-setting career as a hoopster at East Jackson. Meanwhile, Hanover Horton at 19-2 now on the year. They're set up for a matchup 7 o'clock here on Friday night with Lumen Christie. And I'm not 100% sure we'll be here, Jason. It's one of the options. We'll wait and see what happens with the rest of the area games and see where we'll be. But certainly we'll give you score updates as we can get them.
Absolutely.
For this game. But Hanover Horton victorious tonight 58-50. After 3 at Western, it's 38-27. The Panthers lead that one. So the Western trying to get into a final against Leslie on Friday night out there at Western. Jackson still, I didn't get a score from their game tonight. They're playing a tough Okemos team. Michigan Center was waiting to see who they were going to face in their district final. There's just a lot of great area teams this year who are going to be looking to try and get into a regional matchup. So make sure you stay tuned here to WKHM and check us out online, WKHM.com and on Facebook for score updates and schedule updates when they're available. Jason, any final thoughts here from Vandercook Lake?
A surprising performance out of Daniel Poole. I had hoped that he would light up the score sheet and make this a little bit closer game than what we already saw and what we already had. But, Hanover was just a little bit too tough for him. And, we said this year might be the year for East Jackson, and it comes to an unfortunate end. But nothing to hang their heads about. This was a fantastic season for them, and really proud of the work that they put in.
Yeah, both teams had a great year, and we predicted East Jackson being the kind of surprise team this year. No surprise, though, on Hanover Horton this year. We saw it coming, we think, and we'll see if they can carry it out to another district championship. They've got a Lumen Christie team that I don't think they know exactly what to expect. They won't be able to out-physical them. Lumen Christie is going to be as big and physical and fast as Lumen Christie can handle. Will Lumen Christie be able to score with Hanover Horton?
Probably not.
That's what we're going to have to try and find out. So we'll look forward to hearing about that on Friday. And, again, we could be here. We don't know for sure yet, but we'll let you know as soon as we know where our schedule leads us here for our final game of the district. We'll wrap it up again. The game's still finishing up if you want to hear Western and Northwest.
Bonus
95.9
coverage.
The Power Cow. Greg O'Connor out there on Deering Road handling his business. So
Figure
out what happens with that one. And, again, stay tuned to find out where we're going to be playing on Friday night.
Absolutely.
For Mike Reed back in the studio, Jason Smith, I'm Steve Boyle. Our coverage, remember, brought to you by Trips Auto Shop and Collision Center. We'll talk to you on Friday.